This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day for anybody out there who has been betting against the stock market, against the U.S. economy. What a day. I mean, it's just the Dow lost lost 1,165 points on the Dow. It's the one of the biggest daily losses, I think, in some 20 years. Maybe since 2020. It's for a long time. And then at the S&P, I mean, the S&P is down 165 points. And all of this at a time when there are so many other divisive issues. Normally, in any kind of normal campaign, the economy now, with the collapse of the stock market recently, that combined with the terrible levels of inflation, which are having a real impact on American families, things like the delivery of baby formula, which seems so basic and so heartless, with all of that, it's tough to imagine that any other issue will take over the election narrative for 2022. But if there is one issue that does at least have that potential, it's the issue of abortion, which of course is being promoted by Democrats who are very, very confident that they are on, quote, the right side of this issue. Are they? It seems to me that a great many of the comments about abortion and its role in the upcoming election ignore the fact that most Americans are not clearly, unequivocally, passionately on one side or another of this issue, that they are mostly in the middle. The summary of all of the recent polling shows that right now, if you ask people, do you favor abortion at all times to be legal, at all times to be unimpeded and on demand for any reason at all during any stage of pregnancy, about 10% of Americans agree with that. 90% of Americans want there to be some kind of restriction on abortions, which is why the Democrats were so foolish to make a huge issue of their desire to codify what they said, codify Roe v. Wade. But it went far beyond Roe v. Wade, because Roe v. Wade, as it's been interpreted by the courts, and it was very clear that was their intention when Justice Blackmun wrote the original opinion back in 1973, that original opinion allowed very broad latitude for state governments to restrict abortion during the last trimester. When it comes to people who favor, quote, abortion rights during the last trimester, again, you're talking about less than 10% of Americans who do. There is a feeling that at one point in the development of this child in utero, that the child has to be considered not just a toenail and not just, quote, a part of the woman's body. And then on the other side, there are people who are very, very passionate pro-lifers who would like to change the law and to basically ban abortion under all circumstances for anybody, including for cases of rape and incest and even the life of the mother. Now, there are differences here between people who say, well, abortion should be permitted for the health of the mother, But then again, that gets into questions of how do you define health? Does that include mental health, emotional health? But that number of people who believe that abortion should be banned under all circumstances, that's less than 5% of the country. It's not a position that actually makes sense. And by the way, when you talk about positions that make sense, there's an abortion activist, abortion rights activist, as they like to be called, named Amy Arambride. And she was testifying before the House Judiciary Committee today on the subject of abortion. And she was asked a tough question. It's actually not such a tough question. She was asked how she would define the term woman. Listen, this is clip 20.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Okay. Can men become pregnant and have abortions? How so? And really? This was at the House Judiciary Committee today. Also at the same hearing, the Democrat Eric Swalwell, the representative from California, who is a particularly obnoxious member of Congress, seems to me, he tried to make this analogy about deciding to have an abortion. This is clip 21.
You're talking about a decision that is so personal and one that families and individuals with their families and their friends make oftentimes at the kitchen table. It's one of those few decisions in your life that will require you to consult with your friends and your family. It's like deciding what career you're going to pursue.
Really? It's like deciding what career you're going to pursue? What that implies is something that most Americans don't believe. Most Americans do not believe that abortion is something to be proud of. George Will wrote a great column on this. And George Will, everybody should know, George Will is an atheist. He is not a religious person, but he is strongly pro-life. And certainly strongly pro-life in the sense that he asks a question about Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, very popular public office holder. She recently gave a narrative, and this seems to be sort of a thing going around, about her own abortion. And she talked about how proud she was to come into the doctor for her own abortion, and how proud she is to talk about it. Now, that is not a normal response. Because unlike a choice of a career, there are moral questions about abortion that most people hear. There is a basically a decline or the end of a human life or of a living a being that has the characteristics genetically to become a human. And the very few people, if you decide on a given career, yeah, you could have a party about it. But is it appropriate to have parties celebrating abortions or to celebrate the abortion decision that people make, as a number of congresswomen are preparing to do? No, really. People putting together an assortment of their abortion stories. Is this a way to win public opinion? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1770-176. The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Today in the New York Times, and again, this entire desire to erase the differences between males and females, it continues to puzzle and perplex, particularly people on the left. The New York Times is offering an article entitled, Imagine a World where men had to breastfeed their babies. Why? I mean, I'm sorry, what's the point? Are they trying to suggest that if men had to breastfeed their babies, that we wouldn't have any shortages of baby formula? And again, how would men be forced to breastfeed their babies? I mean, it's a question of equipment, right? I don't know if they've worked out a way, but I'm sure somebody will, inspired by the New York Times, will begin working on this. How can it be that men would share the breastfeeding duties with their spouse? What if you have two men? Would they share breastfeeding, or one be the designated breastfeeder? I mean, honest to goodness, this stuff is insane. There was again another low light of the hearing on abortion today by the House Judiciary Committee. It would be so much better if they at least waited on this until they have an actual decision with actual wording by the Supreme Court. It's one of the reasons that this leak of the decision, written by Justice Alito, was so unfortunate. Dr. Yashika Robinson was testifying, and she was being asked questions by Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson about late-stage abortion. And by the way, I understand, before we play this for you, because it's extraordinary to listen to, a late-stage abortion is very rare. And it is absolutely true that usually when very late-stage abortion happens in the United States, it's because there's some kind of medical problem, either with the baby or with the mother or with both. But having said that, there's still an ethical issue, which is why so many Americans, the overwhelming percentage of Americans, over 80%, do not favor a right to last trimester abortion, let alone at the moment of delivery. But Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson was questioning Dr. Robinson at the Judiciary Committee hearing, and it sounded like this.
At what point in pregnancy should having an abortion no longer be an option?
As a medical doctor, I understand that every pregnancy is unique and different. I also understand that patients need to have access to care, pregnant people, as the pregnancy progresses, and that may be for various reasons.
Okay, let me ask you. Do you support the right of a woman who is just seconds away from birthing a healthy child to have an abortion?
I think that the question that you're asking does not realistically reflect abortion care.
In that scenario, would you support her right to abort that child?
I won't entertain theoreticals.
It's not a theoretical, ma'am. You're a medical doctor.
I am a medical doctor, and that has never happened.
Never happened in your practice, ma'am, but it happens. How about if a child is halfway out of the birth canal? Is an abortion permissible then?
Can you repeat your question?
If a child is halfway delivered out of the birth canal, is it permissible to have an abortion? Would you support the right for an abortion then?
I can't even fathom that ever.
I'm not asking you if you can fathom it. If it occurred, would you support that abortion or not? That's unrestricted abortion, right?
That's a question that I can't imagine. Just like you probably can't imagine what you would do if your daughter was raped. If it hasn't happened, it may be difficult for you.
You're not going to answer this question, but how about this one? How does one qualify as fully human? What makes a human being?
What makes a person a human being is them being born, number one. That's why we have birthdays.
Okay. What this goes to is exactly the point that I was making, that honestly, most Americans who think about this are not extreme. There are very few Americans, and all the polling shows this, who believes that abortion should be prohibited under every imaginable circumstance. It should not be allowed, period. I know that one of the lines that is a line that pro-lifers have used, I think, with great effect, which is that even in cases of rape, there should be death penalty for the rapist, not for the baby. Okay. What about if it's a situation, like the situation that was described by Kathy Barnett, third place finisher in the Pennsylvania primary for U.S. Senate, where her mother was raped at age 11, and yet she made the decision to allow that baby to come into the world, and that baby is Kathy Barnett today. It was part of that moving testimony that actually put her a contender in the senatorial primary in Pennsylvania. The difficulty is, okay, when you say a birth is a landmark of being human, he had asked her about halfway through the birth canal, is that enough of a birth? The point is that most people believe, and I'll prove it to you very simply, most people believe that abortion is not a good thing, that it's sometimes necessary, it can be a good thing if you're saving a mother's life, if you're trying to save the life and painful, dangerous experience of some 11-year-old who was raped, if you are, the idea that abortion is always a something that should be permitted or should be considered, the overwhelming majority of people think that it is important that abortion at least be discouraged. That's why for both Bill and Hillary Clinton, when they ran for president, their line was, we want abortion to be safe, legal, and exceedingly rare. And that basically, why would you want it to be rare if it had no moral component to it? And most people don't buy that. The important thing is coming around to a centrist position, because that's what is going to happen when it goes to the states. And it goes from one state to another, and they will be trying to work this out. The idea of the moral absolutes of the five Congress people, all Democrats, of course, who are very proud to tell their abortion stories now in a new magazine, not representing where America is on this issue. America's also not with those college students who booed a senator who referred to two genders. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Free speech wins. For now, the Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. Gas prices across the nation hit record highs on Wednesday. The nationwide average is more than $4.50 a gallon. In California, prices have topped $6 per gallon. One driver spoke to KTLA.
Start going local instead of going far. I usually go out to L.A., sometimes to Pomona and stuff like that. I start going local. If I don't go local, I'll start taking the, I'll take the bus or the bike.
The cost of diesel fuel is running close to $7 per gallon in parts of the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
On the Michael Medved show, over the weekend, there was a Republican senator who just went too far. I mean, she said something so outrageous, so offensive, that she was forced to apologize. What did she say? She said, okay, and I, again, if you have small children, you may want to have them leave the room or cover their ears, because it is so shocking that Cynthia Lummis, who is the senator from Wyoming, and she was as a graduate of the University of Wyoming, and she was asked to be their commencement speaker at Laramie over the weekend. And as they report in hot air, one speech quickly went off the rails when she dared to speak about two sexes. Members of the audience loudly booed her. Here is what she said. She said that basically, and this is the context of her speech, this is the text of her speech, the transcript, that even fundamental scientific truths such as the existence of two sexes, male and female, are today subject to challenge. Well, here's what it sounded like. And listen to the graduates who were indignant at what Senator Lummis dared to say. Listen.
Even fundamental scientific truths, such as the existence of two sexes, male and female, are subject to challenge these days. You know, I and I challenge those of you, I'm not making a comment on the fact that there are people who transition between sexes.
Okay, this is University of Wyoming. We're not talking about a university that is known to be extreme. but where you're going to basically boo a commencement speaker. And by the way, she apologized. She apologized. Even though she said in her apology to the students at the university, she said she didn't mean to offend anybody. And she said, my reference to the existence of two sexes was intended to highlight the times in which we find ourselves, times in which the metric of biological sex is under debate with potential implications for the shared Wyoming value of equality. I share the fundamental belief that women and men are equal, but also acknowledge that there are biological differences and circumstances in which these differences need to be recognized. That being said, it was never my intention to make anyone feel unwelcomed or disrespected, and for that I apologize. I have appreciated hearing from members of the University of Wyoming community on this issue, and I look forward to continuing this dialogue. This is truly bizarre. And then the president of the University of Wyoming, whose name is Ed Seidel, released a statement. He didn't mention Senator Loomis's name. He said, one of our speakers made remarks regarding biological sex that many on campus take issue with. While we respect the right of all to express their views, from students to elected officials, we unequivocally state that the University of Wyoming is an institution that supports and celebrates its diverse communities that collectively make us the wonderful place that we are. Does that sound like a wonderful place to you? With that level of booing and protest over the idea that there may be two genders? And this goes on with some of the conversation about the abortion issue, which of course is so front and center, particularly for people on the left who want to exploit it politically. There was also during a demonstration, a pro-abortion rights, as they call it, demonstration, there was an expansion from one pro-choice activist who was interviewed about what a woman's right to choose really extends to. Listen, this is clip 13.
Do you believe in abortion after birth? I believe in whatever the woman wants to choose to do, that's her choice. At any point of the child's life, at any point of the lady's life, that's his life, her choice to kill another person's body. It's going to always be her choice. Even after the baby's born? It's always her choice. So if they're 2 years old? It's always her choice. I can kill my 2-year-old. It's a woman's right to choose. To kill their child at any point. Woman's right to choose.
Okay. You would think that this was a joke or a false flag operation, or was this a crisis actor or somebody like that who was that? No, this is... Does there anyone, by the way, out there who is so pro-choice that it's a woman's right to choose or to kill her 2-year-old? And again, what you hear, one of the lines that you hear again and again and again, is that the Republicans say they're pro-life, but that's only when you're living inside the womb. When you're outside the room, the Republicans don't care about your life. What about this? How is this? This is pro-choice to the extreme. And again, okay, it's a random activist who was there part of a demonstration. But look, this is some of the polarizing aspect of this issue. And one of the reasons I don't believe that this is going to be such a clear-cut issue helping Democrats is because of the extreme nature of some of the activists and, yes, some of the elected officials like Chuck Schumer, people who are pushing and pushing and pushing for basically no limits on a right to abortion. I mean, this is Tim Scott, the wonderful senator from South Carolina, who I do hope will be a candidate for president of the United States. He was speaking about his previous exchange with Janet Yellen during a Senate hearing where she was talking about the impact of abortion and on the economy. And as someone who grew up in under his circumstances, Tim Scott's circumstances in South Carolina, he was concerned about this. This is what he said on Fox News, clip 17.
I could not believe my ears. She was responding to a question, so it was completely unprepared, unfiltered. And her response was to, in my opinion, provide a callous approach and a solution, a remedy for blacks living in poverty being abortion. And as a guy who was raised by a powerful, positive black woman in poverty, in a single parent household, I know that sometimes broken places is where you find brilliance. I know that sometimes hard work and dedication and perseverance pays off handsomely. You and I both know that the truth of the story is the American journey continues to evolve in the right direction.
Yes.
And frankly, even Secretary Yellen's words should have been thought through much better, because less than 10% of the abortions are teenagers. And so to put the face of abortion being poor women making a choice so they can increase the labor force participation rate, well, it's just unbelievable.
And that was Senator Tim Scott. We will be right back with more on this issue and the impact on our upcoming elections coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Stop debate. Getting mad all the time.
1-800-955-1776.
Stop just hating all the time.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, conversation continues, and it honestly does need to be clarified. One of the most offensive misunderstandings, and I think destructive misunderstandings about the issue of abortion and the issue of the Supreme Court and when this decision is handed down, by the time the decision is handed down, where it's expected at some point in the month of June, apparently, toward the end of June would be the end of the term and they would hand down the decision on Roe v. Wade. But before then, people have to understand that this Supreme Court decision does not take away anyone's ability or access to abortion. What it does is it allows the states to make their own decision about that. And even in some of those states where one of the problems in the state of Michigan is that with Roe v. Wade being stricken, overturned from the books, would the state of Michigan go back to a law that was originally in 1846, and then it was revised in 1931, would it go back to a very strict anti-abortion law? And no, it would not. There actually was a judicial decision that there would be a stay on that because of the intervening almost 50 years in which Roe was the law of the land. It was for that way for 49 years. And what that means is that what we're going to have to do is figure out a way to talk about this issue where the other sides aren't totally demonized to extreme nutty positions, and like the nutty position that says it's always a woman's right to choose, doesn't matter what stage of development the baby is, or whether it's celebrating a second birthday party. It's still up to the woman. It's her choice. Uh-huh. I'm all for empowering parents, but not to give them the power of murder. That does not seem to me to be appropriate. And the Colorado governor, Jared Polis, who is actually popular governor. He's a Democrat. He bills himself as a moderate Democrat. I'm not at all sure how Democratic he really is. He was asked about final trimester abortions, which, by the way, Roe allows states specifically to limit or to altogether ban final stage abortions in the last trimester. Roe divides, if you read the decision from Roe in 1973, it divides the pregnancy into three parts. The first trimester, in which they don't allow any restrictions on abortion. The second trimester, in which they allow some. And the third trimester, where they make it clear in the decision that, yes, that based upon our history and standards of law, that that it is legal under Roe to ban last trimester abortions, which effectively most states and federal government really have moved toward. But here is Governor Polis of Colorado taking a more liberal position. This is clip 17.
Does that mean in Colorado now there is a right to abortion up to birth? Abortion up.
What we did here is we preserved essentially the Roe versus Wade protection in Colorado, because fundamentally, Shannon, what we believe is this is not about the government making that decision. It's about women making that decision. And to sort of win this battle, it's about the hearts and minds of women, not the laws of men.
Is there a limit on abortion up through 9 months in Colorado?
It's the same as it has been the last several decades. People face gut-wrenching decisions every day, whether it's rape or incest, often having to choose between the life of the mother or child. For the government to insert itself in that conversation between a doctor and a woman, a faith leader and a woman, is simply wrong.
Okay, and I will take that as a yes, that there is an option for abortion up to birth.
Okay, the point over here is he says that's simply what the law of the land has been under Roe. It is not true. Roe allows states to make that decision. And the notion that somehow you are forcing decisions one way or another, what you're doing is trying to bring the United States to the more sensible approach that every European nation has. Why should the United States, in other words, would anyone look at Sweden and think that Sweden or Norway or Denmark or the Netherlands or Germany or France, that any of those nations were sexist hellholes where basically fundamental rights have been taken away from women? Because they do have limits in terms of abortion. Here in this country, 95% of all abortions are performed during the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. Yeah, that's basically during that first trimester. That's when almost all the abortions are performed. And the idea that somehow the quote, access to abortions, that everything was going to change in America, it was going to be a gigantic disaster. I think that most states would go along with the kind of reform that they put forward in Mississippi, which is what this court case actually is taking a look at. They are not taking a look at the Supreme Court of the United States. They're taking a look at initially their point of decision is Mississippi's law, which permits abortion in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. And this, by the way, also at a time when 54%, according to Planned Parenthood, 54% of all terminated pregnancies are done with pills, are done medically, and not surgically. Speaking of medically, not surgically, there's one story that has been bothering me a great deal, and I want to share with you very quickly, because I think there's a lot to be learned from this story. It's a story from Kent, Washington, and it says a Kent man who is an experienced boxer was charged yesterday with beating his roommate to death 13 days after he was released from prison. That the perpetrator was released from prison 13 days ago, not the victim. Kent police arrested Philip Fraser, 59, early Friday at a transitional home, and they booked him into King County Jail, where he's being held in lieu of $4 million in bail. charged with second-degree murder, domestic violence. Fraser is scheduled to be arraigned in May 22nd. His victim, Danny Jones, 60, was half of Fraser's size and died early Friday from blunt force trauma to his head and neck. The confrontation between the men, who shared a bedroom at this transition home, arose from Jones' annoyance that Fraser had again wakened him. Fraser was the murderer, with a noise from a candy wrapper. As his roommate voiced his frustration and anger, the defendant reacted by slamming his roommate back onto the bed and hitting him with his fist multiple times to one side of the head. Fraser, the guy who committed the murder, is 6'3 and 290 pounds. The victim was 5'8 and 135 pounds. So he's less than half the weight of the killer. Moreover, the defendant described for detectives his experience as a heavyweight boxer. The manager of the Department of Corrections Transitional House called 911 late Thursday to report a physical altercation between the two residents. The charges say police found the victim unconscious on the bedroom floor where he died, despite officers' attempts to save him. Here's the part that matters. Police detained Fraser, who had dried blood on his hands, arms, and face. He had been released 13 days before. Fraser has spent most of his life in prison for violent crimes. His mother had taken a protective order against him, a lifetime protective order, and he violated it. And again, do we become so obsessed with, quote, returning criminals to society that we lose track on protecting people over fatal beatings because of a candy wrapper? We can do better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.